greatest superpowers that any professional can have, especially I would say in healthcare, is the ability to broker trust at a high level. You know, again, if you want to be able to do really sophisticated ads and be getting 100 new patients in, but at the same time, you're losing 110 every month, you can play a short-term game. And at some point, it'll catch up to you because of negative reviews. But if you want to play the long-term game, then your name is everything. And your ability to broker trust is everything. And that comes just by being aligned. Like, the story you're telling is the story you should be living. And there shouldn't be a disconnect there. So if the idea is, okay, so I want to have the best brand in dentistry. It's like, well, that's the wrong question. What branding techniques are working right now in dentistry? That's the wrong question. Well, how can I brand myself in such a way that I'm going to be successful? They're still kind of all the wrong questions to start with.
I had a marketing person tell me that they wanted to make me into a socialite. They needed to see, have pictures of me on Instagram about town. And I'm like, I am not a social. I mean, that is not even remotely my brand. But that was what she thought would sell. And maybe that's what sells to her, but it wasn't me. And if I had put that out there, it would have colored my entire brand. That would have changed me.
Welcome to the Authentic Dentist Podcast. Join Dr. Allison House of House Dental in Scottsdale and Sean Zayas, founder of Zana, a company helping dentists extend their care beyond the chair as they lead dentists deeper along the journey of authenticity to reach greater fulfillment in their professional lives and to deliver remarkable patient experiences.
I feel like so much of kind of what I'm interested in right now, Allison, is this idea of like the commoditization of dentistry. And it's happening everywhere. It's the idea of sameness just proliferating. Like, it's everywhere. And so then it's like the idea is where is the competitive advantage? Where is the distinctness? Where is their difference so that dental practices, dentists can kind of separate themselves?
You've taught me a lot about branding. And I think we should talk about that because I forget that not everybody knows what branding is, how it works. So can you explain what branding is?
Yeah. I know when I was getting into marketing and learning about branding back like 10 years ago, it's like what was synonymous with branding was just the idea of, you know, visually, what's the representation of my brand, of my company, right? So it's like, oh, what's your, you know, if you bought a brand package, it's like, oh yeah, so maybe I'm getting the website, or it's my business card, or it's my logo. And having a logo and typeface was synonymous with a brand. And I don't think that's a bad starting place. But nowadays it can't simply be that because that doesn't speak that loud. It doesn't actually hold a lot of weight. It's interesting to me because my kids just the other day were like, we were talking about like energy bars or health bars, you know? And I was like, oh, you guys don't know, but there used to be something called a power bar. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gold wrapper.
I had power bars.
And the texture was terrible. It was almost like taffy-ish because it was just like this homogenous mix that was almost rubbery. Maybe you could break it off and you really had to chew it. And I was telling the kids, it's kind of crazy because back then, almost like the more ingredients, the more it seemed like it was this advanced chemical formulation that was like better than food because the scientists figured out how to put really cool ingredients we can't pronounce into something. And this is going to give us a competitive advantage. And fast forward 15, 20 years. And now there's like Laura bars or RX bars where it's like three simple ingredients. And it's like, okay, if it would have started with three simple ingredients, eggs, dates, and one other thing, I'd be like, why don't I just eat egg, dates? Like meaning that actually wouldn't have done anything back at the genesis of bars. And I'm saying that because in the beginning with branding, it's like, yeah, the colors, the logo, the iconography, the typefaces, all of that held weight. But specifically, even more so coming out of COVID, it's more about humans. It's more about connection. And what's driving connection? Messaging.
And I also think, I just think back when I was a kid, yeah, it was just a brand. It was the colors. But now we do want to know the story behind the brand. And that's important. We buy things that we believe in, that we trust. And if we don't trust you, we don't buy it. So branding is more than just, I don't know, my logo. When I first started my practice, I had a little tooth with a house inside of it. And I thought that was my brand. And coming forward, I have to say that's not my brand at all. It doesn't tell anything about me. Why would you trust me just because of that logo? I had to create something that was me. And it wasn't just hiring a marketing company, pay them a lot of money, and have them spend an hour with me. That I learned quickly is not, it's not branding, it's not marketing, because again, it didn't tell who I was. And what I really want is for patients to find out who I am and want to come see me, not just a dentist.
Yeah, and I think there's like a dichotomy here where it's like, on one hand, there's the idea of being fully authentic, and on the other hand, it's being fully relevant. And there's a chance that in concentric circles, those don't overlap a ton. So completely relevant would be whatever's in right now. You know, so like if you're a TikToker, you know, it's like, what's the newest dance? What's the newest thing that people are dancing to, mimicking? And that's what's working right now.
But that's not a long-term strategy.
It's not a long-term strategy. And that's where I think you need to be careful if people are sharing only those kind of hacks. And it's interesting that you mentioned story, because going back to the bars, do you remember one of the bars that emerged after Power Bar that might have caught your attention? Just in your own memory, what were some of the bars that might have caught attention from you after Power Bar? I'm just curious.
The Cliff Bar is the one that I think of.
Okay, so that's exactly what came to mind when you said story, because I remember I would always read the back. You know, I was in the Sierra Nevada mountains with my dad, Cliff, and we were just on a really long either hike or bike ride, and we were trying one of those other bars, and we got to the point where we just couldn't handle it anymore. We're like, why do bars have to taste so bad? And the story was something like that. So after countless hours in mom's garage, Cliff Bar was born. And I remember thinking, wow, Power Bar was like the corporate, unknown, amorphous, you know, engineered scientifically. And then there was like something I could connect to. It was just a guy and his dad that liked the outdoors. And in mom's kitchen, they made something. And I was like, I want to support them.
Exactly. Now, it had to taste good too. I mean, you still had to have a good product, but you're much more interested in supporting somebody you feel connected to. And that's what you've taught me about branding. I go back to the name of this podcast, The Authentic Dentist, because you were the one that branded that. And I felt like, oh my, you've just named me The Authentic Dentist. I don't know if I can embody that. But then when we sat down and talked about it, and I had shared my story about when I graduated, and I really thought I needed to be Dr. Utzinger, who was 50 years older than I was. I really thought I needed to be somebody else in order to be a dentist, a doctor, and I don't know, hold that title. And it took me a long time to just come to terms with, no, I have to be me because I have to live here in this body and treat patients the way I feel good about. And so I had to become authentic. And that's why you came up with The Authentic Dentist. But it's a brand, and it's a brand that I can live up to, where if you'd named me something else, maybe I couldn't, because it isn't actually who I am.
You know, and I was going to say, like, part of that journey is a journey that I think everyone is on. Like, you're supposed to model, you're supposed to have the heroes and look up to them and be like, oh, I think this is what a good dentist looks like. But at some point, it's like, okay, but long term, if I want to do dentistry and I want to do it my way, and I want to do it in a way that's aligned to who I am, aligned to my story, perspective, my personality, my character, so that like the patients that are attracted to me and the patients that stay, they're not staying because I implemented some sort of positioning in the marketplace that now I have to perform to keep up.
You do. But you also have to have the relationship. When I picked my physician, I have a fantastic physician, but I picked somebody that really got me, that understood that my weight was part muscle, that this was going to be my diet, that these are my goals. I wanted somebody that understood me, and his story was really good. And so I'm still there. Now, he's a really good physician too, so that was important. But I was drawn to the practice because of the story, because of how he had branded that office.
Okay, so I want to clarify though. I didn't mean perform in terms of great clinical dentistry. I meant perform in terms of like the way I used to think of it with dating, where my brother was just very slick. He was very charming and everyone wanted to be with him. And he kind of almost had this persona that he had to keep up. And I was like, I don't know if someone falls in love with that, if they know, like, is that you, Michael, or are you just knowing how to be that? And that's the idea of performance, of like, I'm kind of faking it because it's what's in and it's what people want me to be. I don't mean when it comes to excellence with clinical outcomes and your pursuit of just being the best you can be. I mean, it'd be the idea if like authenticity was somehow Trader Joe's.
And we all love Trader Joe's.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have to be Whole Foods. They're similar, but they're different. They have a different kind of soul to them. And it's saying, what is that heart? What is that soul? And I think sometimes in pursuit of technology and in pursuit of like better processes and systems, oftentimes we lose the heart and we lose the soul of why we're practicing. I don't know if that is something that like resonates with you or you could imagine has happened in dentistry at times where it's like, oh, I think if I just do this on the system side or implement this, or if I just focus on this technology. And it's like, yeah, but that's not the only reason why patients are coming to you. They're still coming to you because at the end of the day, you're a real person that cares about them as a person. And that comes through when you have an aligned, authentic brand.
I told someone that my job is teeth, of course. I fix teeth. But it's really not. I take care of people. And so that connection, that's why people are looking for me. And that's also why people leave, because possibly I am not the right person, and that's fine. I want to attract a practice patients that are looking for me and want to work for me. And I think that's true in the marketplace anywhere. You know, when you're thinking about being a coach, especially a coach, I was looking for a weightlifting coach. Now, I am an Olympic weightlifter, but I was looking for somebody who would change my body, not necessarily build my muscle. So I was looking for somebody different. And I wanted to, I mean, that's a very personal relationship. I needed somebody I could connect with. And I needed somebody that I sort of understood their story. And that is branding. That is, I'm looking for somebody specific to solve this particular problem for me. This coach is the right person. And once they said, this is what I do, then I felt like, okay, then I can trust you. And that's a big piece of it too. I need to be able to trust you, especially with something as intimate as my mouth or my body or my heart. I need to know you and feel like I can trust you. And that's branding.
It really is, because again, it's kind of like one of the greatest superpowers that any professional can have, especially I would say in healthcare, is the ability to broker trust at a high level. You know, again, if you want to be able to do really sophisticated ads and be getting 100 new patients in, but at the same time, you're losing 110 every month, you can play a short-term game. And at some point it'll catch up to you because of negative reviews. But if you want to play the long-term game, then your name is everything and your ability to broker trust is everything. And that comes just by being aligned. Like the story you're telling is the story you should be living. And there shouldn't be a disconnect there. So if the idea is, okay, so I want to have the best brand in dentistry, it's like, well, that's the wrong question. What branding techniques are working right now in dentistry? That's the wrong question. Well, how can I brand myself in such a way that I'm going to be successful? There's still kind of all the wrong questions to start with. The brand isn't the mechanism that gets you to the destination of success in dentistry. It's actually like first starting from inside and being like, oh, okay, what would fulfillment look like in dentistry for me? If I want to do high-end cases, well, hopefully you're in a high-end area code. Now that doesn't even stipulate, it doesn't actually have to be there. People will travel if you become known for the dentist that does this, because that's your passion, that's your commitment, that's the story you're telling, because it's truly what you love to do. Brian Harris is a perfect example of this. He loves doing full mouth restorations. And I may not be saying it right. Is that actually what he does?
Yeah, that's what he does.
Like smile makeovers?
Yeah.
And he just tells the world, I do smile makeovers. And he keeps sharing stories of successful smile makeovers. So all he has to do is what he loves to do. He has an aligned brand. He's not attracting people to do, you know, for smile makeovers. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's really strange. I don't actually do those. I don't know why you're coming to me for that. It's aligned. What he's putting out there, he's consistently doing it. And it's exactly what he loves to do.
And then sales are easy, because People are already heard your story. They're attracted to you. You don't really have to sell yourself because we already know who you are. If you want a smile makeover, you see his ads and you want to go see him because you know what you're getting. And that's the way branding should work, but it has to be an easy sell because dentists are not salespeople. It's not we have no training on that. It needs to be that you are looking for me, which means I am just telling you who I am and what I do and why I love it.
And I would say, honestly, this is kind of hard work in the sense that sometimes we're kind of blinded to ourselves. I don't know how to say that. It's like we're so used to just being behind our own eyes that it's like, oh, what's unique about the way I do something or what's unique about the way I do dentistry? All I've been doing is looking on the outward and in the exterior and following best practices. Now you want me to actually like look in the mirror. Some people get kind of intimidated by that. And I can understand
why. Because there's lots of stories. Everybody has lots of stories. But what's the story that's resonating that would bring patients in? So you have to really take some time and distill. And then you have to really embody that story. And that's not going to be an hour long with a marketing person where they ask you, who are you trying to attract? People with teeth and people without teeth. That's not the answer. There's more to it.
Well, so here's the thing. It's really unfair in some ways for the marketing company or whatever campaign or strategy you have if you haven't done this work first, because you could then put out a message that's maybe 80% has a chance to resonate maybe, but you haven't done the work of knowing in that About Us video. If they're just telling you, oh, this is a good script to use, you've already lost. that's not the point. And it's not just telling your story in some way of like, this is where I was born. And there needs to be a reason for it. But if you've done the work, now all of a sudden you realize, oh, when it comes to now logo, tagline, like things that people think of as a brand identity, they now are all like laser focused and they all get amplified. Now, if you do an About Us video, it's laser focused and it's amplified and it's aligned. When you work with a marketing company and all of a sudden you're running ads and you're building that About Us page on your website, everything now has color. Everything now has the right color. Everything has the right focus. And I didn't mean color with actual color. I meant like, it's not just shades of sameness that everybody has.
I had a marketing person tell me that they wanted to make me into a socialite. They needed to have pictures of me on Instagram about town. And I'm like, I am not a social. I mean, that is not even remotely my brand. But that was what she thought would sell. And maybe that's what sells to her. But it wasn't me. And if I had put that out there, it would have colored my entire brand. That would have changed me. So it is, you have to have somebody that understands you, and you do, you have to have done the work. I had to know that I'm not a socialite. I would love to be a socialite and wear pretty colors, but no, I'm not a socialite. Anyway, I've learned a lot about branding from you and I really appreciate you. And I do feel like my practice is successful and my brand, The Authentic Dentist, is successful and our podcast is doing well because we branded it to make it easy to sell. People are looking for us.
Thank you for listening to the Authentic Dentist Podcast. To join Allison and Sean on this journey, hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode. Here's to your success. Express yourself fully. Live authentic.